You're listening to the audio production of Improving Your Serve, Revised and Expanded Edition by Charles R. Swindoll, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Maurice England.
Introduction. Isn't it amazing how God can take a simple thought and magnify it in our lives? I've been humbled throughout almost 40 years of ministry to see how God has used our efforts to reach millions of men and women around the world for Christ. This book, for example, began as a simple idea back in the late 1970s. It was to be a personal Bible study on the idea of Christian service. But as I fleshed out my thoughts over a period of weeks and months, I found such a wealth of images and supporting examples that I realized the Lord had been leading me all the way. The initial motivation for the study was a remarkable passage of Scripture that caught my eye almost by accident. Who knows why a certain verse will do that? For some reason, a passage will jump out at you and begin to work on your thoughts until it brings you to a new sense of revelation. That's precisely what happened here. And the things I discovered through this particular passage of Scripture began working on me in subtle but profound ways. For more than 2 years, I kept going back to it, reading it over and over again in the original Greek and in other translations and paraphrases, trying to find the deeper meanings within the idea of servanthood. At times, this verse disturbed and convicted me. At other times, I was encouraged by it. But when I began using it as a basis for evaluating Christian leadership, I was sometimes shocked. More often than not, the truth of the verse in daily living is conspicuous by its absence, and in the places where we would expect to see it displayed most often, in the Christian community, all too often, real servanthood is demonstrated only rarely, if at all. So what was the verse that prompted so much thought and analysis? Mark chapter 10, verse 45, which says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." New International Version. And what does it teach us? Authentic servanthood. Read the verse again, this time aloud. When Jesus took the time to explain his reason for coming among us, he was simple and direct, to serve and to give, not to be served, not to grab the spotlight in the center ring, not to make a name or attract attention or become successful or famous or powerful or idolized. No, quite frankly, that stuff turned him off. I can't help but think of Isaiah's marvelous prophecy of the coming Messiah. God says, "Behold my servant."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?